Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and this is our 9th anniversary show. So in this segment, we have myself, we have my co-host, Adelos. We have the producer, who's Christina Liu. We have Dan Cox, who is the director. And actually, if it wasn't for Dan, none of this stuff would be going on because he's the brains behind all the machinery that happens. And we are so lucky that Victoria has joined us. And Victoria has been the engineer for quite some time, not during the pandemic, because it's been Zoom and Dan's been doing it, most of it from the house. And he just went back to the studio maybe a month ago, I believe. So world is different, but this group right here has really been the consistency of this program for the last, for quite some time. I'm gonna turn it on over to Christina to start off, and then we're gonna go around the table, which is fun.
Well, I'm so glad. I figured for our last segment of our 9th anniversary show, we needed, you know, the old gang back together. And of course we had to, which is my pleasure of every year, is forcing Dan Cox to be on air in the radio show. I like every year he thinks I'm going to let it slide and then he'll get a text from me like, and FYI, you're on the last segment with us.
And he's going to be on the TV too.
That's right. We're really putting the pressure on him. But it really is such a pleasure, you know, for 9 years working with, you know, LIU Post and the whole collaboration has just been so great and seamless. And we really have become a family. And like I said, we've had all kinds of celebrations together. This one's a new one for us, you know, our virtual celebration, but it's really great. So I wanna thank you, Dan, for giving us a platform to do all this.
Welcome, you're welcome. That
really just great. And Dan had even decorated, people really need to watch this show on the actual video footage because he used all the decorations I sent over to him and I'm very proud of him for decorating our studio, you know, in remembrance of us being in there, which is lovely.
Yeah, I am in Studio 4, which is the studio you would normally be in when you did your show, because it's where I can set all the equipment up to do these. But I was doing them from my home for 3 months. But yeah, you know, we got it together. I mean, radio is fun, and adding the TV was a lot of fun too.
I have a question for you that when the day comes when we can go back into the studio, and you said that you could still do Zoom from the studio, so we could have a guest who would be on Zoom and we would be in the studio. Would we have to have a laptop or something with us to do that, or how would that work?
No, everything would be here. Like right now, if you remember the configuration, I can't really show you, and Victoria would sit where I am right now, and there's some screens next to you to run the radio. Well, straight in front of me is another computer, a Macintosh computer. And when you guys come back, it won't be there, but it'll be connected somewhere in the room, probably monitors, so you could see if you wanted. Because I think Christina learned, we all learned during this pandemic, and it's been great that we can get guests that we could never get on the show because of this technology. I mean, yeah, you can get them on the phone, and that's great, but phones always, I never liked using the phone because it always gives that tinny sound. And this, again, this gives us, and we'd started this about 6 weeks ago, the opportunity to also create a television show of the program too, which can then be used by NHTV, which is great. And that extends, you know, there's the side that says this extends our reach a little bit more. But, you know, from a selfish aspect, you know, if you know at the end of the show, it says Long Island University right across the end of the show, because that's, you know, you thank me, I thank them. It's, you know, it's their facility. It's their equipment. They think the partnership is great. You know, the university thinks the partnership is great with all the public entities that we work with, because we work with more than just you guys, but you were the first. Just so you know, you were the first, and you've been the longest, and as far as I'm concerned, the best group I have. No offense to my other talk show hosts, but And again, we can go down this road all day. Christina Liu, Christina Liu, Christina Liu. And it's true. And it's true. She's the glue that keeps the show together. She keeps me in check when I forget about dates. She sends me cosmic brownies.
That's
I mean,
right.
I love little Debbie's. And this is one of my favorites. So, you know, and she has such a great spirit about her. And I don't want to make her cry because I sent her a text message the other day. I could just see her at the other end.
I know, guys. You know, it's really...
she's just a good all around person. And we have far too few of them in the world right now. And I just think it's wonderful that she does this every week. She does it for all the right reasons. And that's what makes this partnership easy. Cause I'm of the same mind. I think the smallest kindness we can give will do the most good, in my opinion. So when you're kind to everyone you come in contact with as much as you can, it's fine. And that's the cornerstone. I mean, she's Miss Sunshine. She's our little ray of sunshine or our big ray of sunshine every week. And without her, the show wouldn't be what it is, John. As good as you are as a host, Otto, as great as you are as a co-host, the show is nothing without her because she does exactly what someone needs to do to make something like this very successful. But also,
imagine how the world would be if they were
all Christina's
attitude.
Come on. But you know,
like the troll land.
But I'll tell you something. Before the pandemic, I leaned on somebody very heavily, and that's Victoria, who's also with us today. Because despite graduating from the college, and I don't think I paid her for the last month she was here. For the last 6 months she was here, she would come in every Friday, and I'd say to her, you know, I can't pay you anymore. And she'd go, doesn't matter. I love being with these people. So you have a kindred soul in Victoria also.
Definitely.
It was absolutely wonderful. And I'm glad you're here today, Victoria. It's good to see you.
That was such a perfect segue. Because Victoria, listen, and like I said, I don't want to pick favorites, but I'm going to have to say, you know, we have a bunch of engineers over the years, but Victoria was super special, you know, became a friend. And, you know, she was someone who she was so interested in. What I always loved too, whoever the guest was, whoever the co-host was, Victoria really would talk to them and be engaged with them. And it was a perfect fit in our little family, you know, of the radio show. And that's why we had to have you on, Victoria. And BLI is very lucky to have Victoria over there, who is so talented and so bright and wonderful. So we're happy you're here, Victoria.
You guys really make me cry.
I cried. It's fine.
We're like walking in here. Yeah, no, I'm so glad to be on. I'm so honored that you asked me to be part of the radio show. Happy anniversary, 9 years. I definitely am so sad that I can't be with you guys, obviously in person, but due to the circumstance, obviously, this is the next best thing. So I'm just really glad that I was able to take some time out of my day and get to chat with you guys. And it was so great. Like, it's so true. Like, I told Dan would like pull me aside 1 week and be like, listen, our budget's going to run out at the end of the month. Like, you know, you don't have to come in. I'm like, listen, I love them. I don't care about like anything else. Like, the biggest thing is just, you know, it's nice to learn something new every week. Obviously, I actually still talk about the Lyme disease stuff a lot. I'll actually reference back to the show. It's funny because like even with my day-to-day conversation, I'll like reference back to the radio show. And I'm like, it's the one thing with the pandemic I wasn't able to continue doing it. But obviously the engineering side, Dan took on that role, and I'm sure he's doing a fantastic job. I'm glad to see everyone so happy, so wonderful. And happy anniversary to the show. It's so exciting.
I know. Well, thank you, Victoria. And like I said, Victoria, we would laugh because we would take away our golden nuggets each week. Yeah. And that's that. I remember that Lyme disease show really well because I preach those all the time. You know, those really, there's certain little things that stick in your head, you know, on certain shows, certainly. And that was some concrete tips. See, and then at any age, and that's what I'd say about this show. Over the years, you know, we were, you know, it was a senior based show, very heavy on senior issues and whatnot. But over the years, which has been really cool, and, you know, in talks with Dan and stuff, and then the whole team was really kind of making it a community-based show. Obviously, you know, we still talk about Project Independence and certain senior-based things, but really the topics we've had on, and especially during this pandemic, have been something that anyone, any age, you know, whatever community you are in can really benefit from. And I think I like seeing that kind of progression of this show, that it really became, you know, a community forum to get information. So
I think that's what's important. I think Victoria mentioned it. That's what I love about the show. Yes, in the beginning, in the first couple of years, it was, you know, kind of strictly all senior citizens, all. And I thought that was great. But as it evolved over time, when someone as young as Victoria walks away with really important information about something that could affect her, affect her parents, affect her grandparents, you know, that's important, because unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, we're all going to be caregivers at some point to someone older than us, and we need to have information that we can use. And I think no matter what age you are, you benefit from a lot of the discussions that have gone on the show for all those years. I know you had a thought there, Otto. I'm sorry.
I think that one of the things that probably is starting to really evolve here is that probably a more important part of the audience to this show are the caregiver parts of the audience. The people who need help may not necessarily be able to do what has to be done. They may not be the ones who look into the new Medicare gap insurance or whatever. It could be the parents or the grandchildren even of people. And I think the audience probably is bigger than we realize. You know, in the beginning, you had to be 60 and over to listen to this show. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think you can learn a lot that helps people help other people who they may want to help in their family.
I think you come up with lots of examples. As a matter of fact, as you pointed out, that whole thing about Medicare the other day, my son, his girlfriend, his aunt is going through a really tough time now trying to deal with that. And I gave him the numbers, all the numbers that you had for that, for the guest and everything. And he's been able to almost straighten most of it out within a couple of phone calls. So, you know, and again, I'm not there for Medicare yet, but, you know, I'm going to be there at some point too. And all this information is just good. It's good for the caretaker. It's good for the person who's directly involved. So, yeah, the show's evolved over 9 years. It's gotten better and better. So I think it'll.
No, really, you know, and that's, you know, and like I was saying, especially, you know, during this time, you know, doing this segment, you know, I think about my own self just evolving. You know, I mean, 9 years is a really long time. And I remember the first time that Ev, you know, who was our original host, had asked me to be on the radio show because some guests had canceled, I felt like I was going to pass out. Like my blood pressure was like through the roof. I was so nervous. I was like, what the heck am I going to do? And it was just like this panic inside. And then obviously, I mean, as we could see, you know, over the years, you know, and it was really mostly because of being so comfortable with you guys. And, you know, I remember John saying, listen, I want to do a Talk of the Town segment, which somehow evolved to the Christina Lu show, you know. But
I think you, Evelyn, that's right. Evelyn Roth should get credit also.
Absolutely.
Because she really was the original host. And John, you are the greatest, and she's the greatest. Mm-hmm. Therefore, both of you are great.
Oh, and John started, he was our first co-host, was John Ryan with Ev, which is just, I always think is such a nice thing about the show.
We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.